Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields. Welcome again to Food for the Journey. And as we usually do, we look ahead on Friday to the readings for this coming Sunday, the 33rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. But you know what? Time, no time is ordinary. All of it, all of time, the time in which we live, all of time in our own personal lives, either brings us closer to God or it takes us away from God. It's not static. It either draws us closer or takes us further away. If we make a decision, Lord, I desire to draw closer to you. Lord, I fear you. Lord, I'm angry with you. Lord, whatever it may be honest with God. But say, Lord, I need help. And I come to you asking for help. He will give it. You humble yourself, he will humble himself and come down to you. Not physically, usually, but you will come to know his presence. So, as we look at the readings for this Sunday, I want you to look at yourself as you listen to these readings and say, how do I see myself? How do I see the time in which I live? How do I see myself at the age that I am right now? Do I know where I'm going? Do I know to whom I belong? I am coming one day clearly to the judgment seat of God, in which my whole life will be laid out in a split second. Have I repented of my sin, and have I sought to follow him? That's critical for us who are here on earth. If we're just, quote, getting by, what if something catastrophic happens? What if great difficulties emerge? We're having enough difficulties right now to cause many people to lose faith. This is a very, very serious time, brothers and sisters, and I want you, those of you especially who listen to this program, but many, many more, I want you to be clear on who you are and where you want to go. That when you die and you stand before God's judgment seat, did you honestly try to live according to his word? Did you live according to his commandments and repent when you fail? It's not because he's got a lot of rules and regulations. It's because those commandments lead you to eternal life. And it's not checking off all the boxes. It's an attitude and a spirit that you take on. You conform yourself to God's will, to God's desire. And it's when you conform yourself to God's will that you become free for the first time. It's a paradox, but it's truth. So let's take a look here at what it is the Lord says about these times. Anything is a time before we stand before the judgment seat of God or before the end of the world, whichever comes first. In those days, I, Daniel, heard this word of the Lord. At that time, there shall arise Michael, the great prince, guardian of your people. It shall be a time unsurpassed in distress since nations began until that time. At that time, your people shall escape everyone who is found written in the book. Many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. Some shall live forever. Others shall be in everlasting horror and disgrace. Listen to that. You don't want that. But the wise shall shine brightly like the splendor of the firmament. Wise doesn't mean that you have all this information that you can use to teach people and explain things to people. That's not what's being spoken about here. The wise are those who know the one to whom they belong and are allowing, by offering their will, are allowing God to shape them in his image and likeness more so they will be with him for all eternity. These are the wise. Shall shine brightly like the splendor of the firmament, and those who lead the many to justice shall be like the stars forever. You lead people to justice when you're kind to them, when you help them out in a time of need, when you correct them with genuine care, because you want them to know the fullness of truth. You want them to know what is good and pleasing to God. All of that is what God does in us and works through us if we're willing to give ourselves to Him. We need to be in a place where we're willing to let Him lead our lives. Please, brothers and sisters, open your heart. Open your heart. Second reading, Hebrews chapter 10, verses 11 to 14, and then 18. Brothers and sisters, every priest stands daily at his ministry, offering frequently those same sacrifices that can never take away sins. But this one offered one sacrifice for sins. This one, meaning Jesus, offered one sacrifice for sins and took his seat forever at the right hand of God. Now he waits until his enemies are made his footstool. For by one offering, the offering of himself, he has made perfect forever those who are being consecrated. You see, because Christ died for our sins, we can unite ourselves to Christ, simply saying, Lord, I want to draw closer to you. Help me to live like you. Help me to think like you. Draw me. Doesn't matter what sin we've done in the past, as long as we've repented for it, as long as we've received the sacrament of reconciliation, you can begin again and again and again. That's how God's mercy is. So don't say, I'm too bad, I'm not good enough, I'm not this, I'm not that. Say, Lord, I hear your invitation. Will you help me? You can start right there. Will you help me? Show me where to go. Show me to whom I should speak. Help me so that I can learn to follow you. You will give me all the graces I need. I just don't quite know how to receive them. Ask for help. Ask for help. And I want you to notice the last verse that's in this letter to the Hebrews for this Sunday says this: where there is forgiveness of these, our sins, there is no longer offering for sin. It's been done once for all in Christ. We just have to receive it, be grateful for it, and allow that grace of forgiveness to reshape our lives. And we sometimes, to break a power pattern of sin, we have to go back again and again and again to sin until the habit is broken. But you persevere and it will break. God sees your genuineness. He sees your sincerity. He sees your desire to draw close to Him. He will help you. And the gospel for this Sunday is taken from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 13, verses 24 to 32. Jesus said to his disciples, "In those days, after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from the sky, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken." What he's describing is the end of the world. I don't know whether you and I are going to be living here on earth when the end of the world comes, but it will come. When is known only to God. That's why it behooves us not to procrastinate, not to wait, but to say, Lord, I seriously want to follow you. I don't know how. Will you help me? And he will. He'll bring people into your life or write to me at Renewal Ministries and ask me a question. I'll be glad to help you if I can. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. Can you imagine what it's going to be like with people who don't believe at all and they happen to be alive by God's plan when he comes? Are they going to bow down or are they going to run or are they going to scoff and mock his coming? They could go one of those three ways. Pray for your brothers and sisters. Pray that if they're alive when he comes, that they bow down and pray that God may reveal himself to them right now, wherever they are. There's no need to wait till the end of the world. Please don't. Please don't. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the end of the earth to the end of the sky. Learn a lesson from the fig tree, he says. When its branch becomes tender and sprouts leaves, you know that summer is near. You know that. In the same way, when you see these things happening, know that he is near at the gates. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But of that day or hour no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Brothers and sisters, I look at it this way. If God were to come tomorrow, and it would be the end of the world, if God came and tomorrow was the time, I mean using a human time frame, but if that were to happen, how ready am I to render an account to God of my life? When we begin Advent, we begin a new church year. When we begin Advent, we begin a new church year, and therefore the church is telling us to take a look right now at our lives. Am I ready to meet the Lord? Am I clearly his disciple here on this earth? Am I really the son or daughter of the Father? And those are not just nice titles. Those are realities, brothers and sisters, that God wants us to have and to live in, to know who we are in him, and to follow him to eternal life. Adrian von Speer, who was a Swiss physician, said this: when we contemplate this great promise of God, we should, together with the angels, live all anew from the Lord's mission. We may be ruled by the certainty that the Lord is with us, that his election is grace, and we should try evermore in everything we do, in every conversation, in every book we read, in every kind of work we have to do, be it ever so worldly, to live from the thought, he is with us. We have a share in his mission, and we must carry it out together with his angels. Listen to that again. We should live, she says, from this thought. He is with us. We have a share in his mission. We must carry it out together with his angels. Thus, we are not like school children, she writes, who at some point are done with their task. Rather, we have been sent our whole life long. Our task never lies behind us. Nothing in our life may be withdrawn from it. Everything, all the time, lies within it. That I am made for union with God for all eternity, and that the day will come when he will come and ask us to render an account and to take those with him who have been faithful. Sinned? Yes, we all sin. We all fall short of the glory of God. But am I living understanding who I am, a son or daughter whose Savior is coming to reveal himself? Are you ready? God bless you. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to encourage you, if you would like a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, which we need right now, you can receive that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or you can simply go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God bless you.